Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for the representative nearest you. It's 8:50 on Morning Edition, and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. South Korea purchased 110 million tons of U.S. corn overnight, and new contract highs were forged in overnight trade for both corn and soybeans. We'll discuss calls for the opening bell in just a few minutes with Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Early calls for cash hog prices today are firm to $1 or more per hundredweight higher on strong buying interest, reported by numerous sources. Terminals are called higher to sharply higher, tops from $40 to $45. Peoria is called higher today with a top price of $40. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, November 24th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,394 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $50.50 to $64, the weighted average $59.13. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43 to $51, the weighted average $48.36. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $14,075. The base price range was $52 to $65.25. The weighted average, $62.35. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $42.50 to $50. The weighted average, $47.84. Agricultural programming is made possible by Bungie North America in Danville. Bungie recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. Well, first off, the weather across South America, rain fell in nearly 85% of the nation yesterday. Amounts did range from 1 to almost 5 inches of rain along the Sao Paulo-Minas Gerais border, while 2.5 inches, or just under 2.5 inches, occurred in northern Paraná, northwestern Rio Grande do Sul, and rain elsewhere ranged from a few hundredths of an inch up to an inch, with most of the rain being significant in the southernmost portion of the nation. Weekend temperatures were warmest in the range of 90 to around 100 in the driest areas of western Sao Paulo, northwestern Mato Grosso do Sul, and southwestern Mato Grosso. Elsewhere, highs were mostly in the 80s to the lower 90s. Showers and thunderstorms are still expected across a good portion of Brazil at one time or another over the next week to 10 days. Relief from the driest conditions in center-west and portions of central-south Brazil will occur this week, with needed rain reaching the area from western Sao Paulo to Mato Grosso, temporarily reducing the dryness issues there. Warm weather may prevail next week as high pressure aloft restricts rainfall, with the driest areas again from western Sao Paulo into Mato Grosso trending a little drier than usual again next week, and that will make this week's rain very important. For Argentina, heavy rain fell in the Cordoba region over the weekend. Rainfall amounts were from 4 to almost 6 inches, 5 3/4 inches, occurred in the central portion of the country, while the province of Cordoba did receive 1 to 2.5 inches elsewhere. Precipitation substantially raised the topsoil moisture for much improved planting and early season crop development. Rain also fell to the east into southern Entre Rios and far northern Buenos Aires, where rain totaled anywhere from 3/4 inch to almost 2 inches. Not much precipitation did fall in the remainder of the country, although some showers occurred in northern cotton country where totals ranged up to about 2/3 inch. Total coverage of measurable rain over the weekend was close to 75% for the major grain and oilseed producing areas of Argentina. Other showers are expected Thursday and Friday, with more generalized rain events possible Saturday into Sunday. All of the week's rain should put together improve soil and crop conditions for most of Argentina. Santiago del Estero still needs rain more than any other province, but it should get some of that rain later this week and during the weekend. Now back to the United States, where it's a tale of a couple of weather patterns up in the northwestern portion of the country. Very cold. In the west, cold air is expanding across the region, accompanied by scattered rain and snow showers. The southwest, however, remains mostly dry, and that allows some late autumn field work to proceed with very few delays. Across the plains, very warm weather prevails across the southern half of the region. Winter wheat continues to grow, except in areas like Oklahoma, where inadequate moisture is unable to support the normal crop development. Bitterly cold air just spreading into Montana, accompanied by a few light snow showers. The Corn Belt, scattered showers developing across the northern portion of the region. Unusually warm weather, obviously go step outside and you'll know that, will continue through around midweek for the Midwest. Recent period of warm, dry weather in the eastern Corn Belt has benefited winter wheat, allowed producers to make progress in their off-delayed corn and soybean harvest. And in the south, very warm, dry weather favors late-season field work, including the southeastern cotton and soybean harvest. Producers from coastal Carolina into southeastern Virginia continue to assess the effects of last week's coastal storm on the unharvested summer crop, including cotton. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 521 and a half, up a half last trade, up 5 1/4. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 501 and a quarter, up 1 1/4 last trade, up 5 1/2. March, 521 up 2 last trade, up 7. July, $5 down 2 1/4 last trade, up 3. December corn opened at 369 and a quarter unchanged, last trade up 4 1/4. March, 386 and 3/4, up 3/4, last trade up 4. July, 394, down a half, last trade up 5. Redline December, 361, down 1/4, last trade up 3 3/4. March, 2008, 365, unchanged, last trade up 5 1/2. January beans opened at 684 1/4, up 4, last trade up 9. March, 696 3/4, unchanged, last trade up 10. July, 714, up 1 1/4, last trade up 10 1/4. Red line November, 725, down a half, last trade up 7 1/2. December soybean meal opened at 195.30, up 50, last trade up 250. December soybean oil opened at 28.89, unchanged, last trade up 34. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
New contract highs in beans and corn overnight. Follow through this morning?
Oh, I think you'll see some follow through this morning. We're being kind of led here today by the soy complex. Your palm oil, vegetable oils in general overseas, extremely solid with Chinese markets going for new highs. So that's kind of leading the way for us. We do see continued South American hedging coming back into the U.S. marketplace out in the May and the July futures. So those guys are trying to take advantage of it. My understanding is break even for those guys is right around 6:30 against the May, and we went off last night at 7:13. So I think we continue to see some fairly active seeding down in South America. Be interesting to see how that crop comes along, but at least for the first year in a couple of years, these guys are able to make a profit and probably try and do some rust prevention down in those areas. Dollar's extremely weak out here. We've hit new 18-month lows on Friday and then overnight again. So we've got markets that are a little bit more attractive to the foreign buyers than what it would seem with our high prices here. That's helping these guys out a little bit and continue to see fairly active bean sales. The corn sales were a little bit on the disappointing side on Friday, but certainly, I think we follow this thing along. It's more technical of nature than anything fundamental. These guys continue to push this thing higher, and we'll see whether we can hold it on the day.
First day notice on Thursday. Is that going to slow down this corn market?
could a little bit, because deliveries could be interesting on the corn and the wheat in particular, and I'm even hearing that we'll see some meal actually get delivered on the first day. So it could slow things down, certainly having an effect on wheat spreads, which got way out of whack there back a month and a half, 2 months ago, and we're seeing those come back in line where they should when we've got ample amounts of soft red wheat in storage facilities that are deliverable against the December contract. So I expect heavy deliveries of wheat and corn. I think there'll be deliveries. I don't know that they'll be heavy based on where the river's at today.
You think soy oil's going to have a three in front of it anytime soon?
Oh, it could. But I tell you what, when you get up in those levels, you're taking, unless the heating oil market really starts to take off, we're taking profitability away from these guys, and they're trying to make biodiesel extremely tough for them to make a living at trying to make biodiesel when bean oil has run as hard as it has, Dave.
Calls over at the Merck.
Merck is going to be kind of mixed from what I can see right now. I think you're going to have both cattle and hogs somewhat on the mixed side this morning. It's the early stuff I'm seeing, and I haven't had a chance to really find much fundamental news on that marketplace.
Very good. Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave. Bye.
Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. He joins us every Monday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Call us at 217-333-0853 and tell us how we're doing. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 9:01 Central Time.